So inshallah, now we would listen to the nasihat of Mawlana Ridwan. And for most of our understanding, Mawlana Ridwan is no stranger to our town. Mawlana has given many bayans in our masjid as well. Mawlana is currently an ustaz in Madrasa Arabia Islamia Azadville. And Mawlana has traveled extensively informing the ummah and enlightening the ummah with his nasiha. So this evening we request Mawlana once again to enlighten our hearts with his nasiha.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina wa a'idhna min shururi anfusina. Most Mubarak is your sitting on such a night where in many places of the world, on a collective scale, there were times when evil was done, but it would be done in areas. But to be able to get the whole world of different colors, of different creeds, people even don't know what they're celebrating, to be able to get everyone onto one, and at one time that the whole world goes wild, and crackers go wild, people go wild, evil goes wild. It was always a dream of the shayateen, and it had happened many a time in history. It was called fairs. During the time of the fair, everyone was told go, because if everyone can go, that would make the jinn, the shayateen, so thrilled. Allah Tabarakatuhu speaks of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. The time that he shone out in his time was when his father said, "Will you not be coming?" Perhaps it was his father or perhaps it was his uncle. It was a fear. For them to be able to go out and everyone, to leave everything, to leave their shops, to leave their wives, to leave their children. At a certain time, everyone must just be in the mood of parting. But more than the parting was, you will party with the fire. The fire will be the main part of your enjoyment. There will be candles that will be lit. There will be crackers that will be going up. As long as the fire can be high. When Allah Tabarakatuhu created Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, at that time there were angels. They were created of noor, light. Then there was the jinn. And amongst the jinn there was the one we know as Azazil, Iblis. What we call Shaitan today. Almighty Allah said, make sajda. And every angel fell in sajda to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. But this Azazil, Iblis, Shaitan, never. His pride was not going to allow him. At that time he said, you have created me from fire. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار. Will fire ever go down to sand? He said, sand must look up at fire. Fire is created to go high. You will light the fire, it will go up. Sand has been created to stay down. You trample on sand. He said, how do you expect me to put myself down in front of sand? That was the beginning of this game. That how many men in the ending will finally put their head down in front of the fire? And how many will stand and look at the fire and will say, I do not worship you, I worship Allah. Throughout history, wherever an empire of kufr was created, it was created on the basis of the fire. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's father or uncle said, will you not come with us? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, He said, inni saqim, I'm not feeling well. Mufassirin write.
Brothers, please, for those of us who are in the program, let us ensure that our vehicles are not obstructing anyone. 42754 NT, 42754, please remove your vehicle urgently.
When Allah Tabarakatuhu spoke of the people of Kahf, that young group,
There was a time when I went for one program and a lot of youngsters came on a night like this and it was very good. But one person then in the program, he mentioned that unfortunately those that we wanted to come, they never came. They are still where they are. So when the chance came to speak, then I mentioned this point. That you see, Ashabul Kahf, what we read Surah Kahf. Surah Kahf got to do with a group of youngsters. That group was about a handful. You can count them on your fingers. They had a difference in the past, whether they were 4 or 5, whether they were 5 or 6, whether they were 6 or 7. They're not more than 10. One group of youngsters in an empire of kufr. The area they lived in at that time is what you will call today America. People would visit that area. And to prove to their family back home, we went there, they would buy that small, like how you will go to England and you will buy London Bridge. They would buy that small, that miniature town. They would take it back. It was the city where you would have those arenas, like how you have today, Soccer City. In it, the worst shaitani actions would take place. It was called the gladiators. Whoever had religion, deen, they would be captured from different parts of the satanic world. Then they would be brought in. The animals would be kept hungry. They would be given a sword, a shield. And thousands would buy tickets to come and see the men of Allah slaughtered by animals. So they would open up the gate and then those animals would come out. And then those people of deen, religion would have to stand. And they would start fighting against lions, against tigers. They would kill one, they would kill another, then one animal would jump on them. As that animal was biting through their flesh, people would be clapping. There was a world of Satanism at that time. People came from far and wide in this town. In this town of the worst kufr and shirk, which was supported by thousands and thousands and thousands. When the time of that festival came, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala inspired a group of youngsters. They just said, we don't want to go. Perhaps each one never even know the other one so well. They just started pulling away. They never want to go. فَلَمَّا اَتَزَلَهُمْ Almighty Allah speaks about this. He says, when that one group pulled away, when they pulled away from those people and what they were worshipping, what happened after that? If you had to count, if 100,000 went to that arena to celebrate, and if a group of 6 or 7 youngsters never go, what difference it made? If you have to ask Shaitan tonight, that if a few people sat in your masjid, and millions are out in celebrating, what difference it makes to you? But at that time, the news of that group of youngsters pulling back would reach the king. The reason is, as soon as that group pulled back, from them till the heavens, a light went up into the skies. That light was going to be seen by every shaitan and every angel that was looking at it. The angels would marvel at it. In an era, in a time of open evil, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has still ensured there will be a group of people who will say, I don't want it. And the shayateen would put their special eye on it. The king would be told to go to those boys. The king would threaten those boys. He would say, you will come back onto my religion or I will kill you. Everyone will look on the night of the devil. Now why the night of the devil? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala put it in the hands of the shayateen. They attacked every religion that ever came. The last religion was Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In this last few days you would have heard a lot about Christmas. You would have heard about Santa Claus. You would have heard about the Christmas tree. You would have heard about Jesus. But if you had to go back in history, you will understand there was a time when the priests of the churches fought against Christianity. Many of them died because of Christianity. There was a time where 25th December had nothing to do with Christianity. Nothing at all to do with Jesus. There were priests who died for this year. 25th of December was only introduced in the Christian world by a man called Constantine. You perhaps will not know Constantine. I studied Constantine. When you visit Turkey, once upon a time it was known as Constantinople. It was named after the Shaitan. If in today's time you have something called Rothschild, some people say Rothschild, they will say they are the sons of Dajjal. In that era you had Constantine. He was the Shaitani emperor. And inspired by the Shayateen, he and his mother Halina would now become Christians. He was the first emperor to accept Christianity. So Christians around the world became happy. Christianity was spreading. A true Christianity. Constantine accepts the religion. All the Christians come towards him. First emperor. But in the end of the day, he was a worshipper of nothing but the devil. After he took Christianity as his, he created then in Christianity nothing but the worship of the devil. Whatever he worshipped before that day, he made the people worship. You will not understand how filthy he was. If you ever visit Masjid al-Aqsa, and you will know there is something called the Dome of the Rock. Once upon a time, the Dome of the Rock was not there. When Umar radiallahu anh took over Masjid al-Aqsa, the first thing he said is, where is the rock? There was no rock. He found it under what was called the dump. Dirt, filth. He went scratching. He picked up the rock. He said, clean this entire area. How did the rock, which was one of the most blessed things in the world, become dirty? This Constantine's mother's name was Halina. After she and her son accepted so-called Christianity, now she made her tour of the Christian sites of the world. She came to Al-Aqsa. She was a Satanist to the highest level. She looked at the rock. First she said to people, the rock does not belong here. Break it and take it. They never thought she could be lying. She said that the Almighty Allah has become angry with you people. So the rock also has decided to move. She created today, if you go to Aqsa, you will see there's a church nearby. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called it the Valley of Jahannam. She built it. She said the church of the Holy Sepulchre. Whatever that meant. She said that the barakah of the rock has moved there. They broke the rock. They could not break it fully. Whatever they broke, they took it there. But you will understand how filthy she was. Because she hated this rock, what we call today the Dome of the Rock. She wrote a royal decree. It was sent around at that time the Christian world, because she was in charge now. She said, well, the filthiest thing of the house must now no longer be thrown away. It is the pad that a woman will use during her days. The filthiest thing of the house must not be thrown away. It will be collected by the king's men. It will be put on a ship. From Constantinople, they would send that filthy pads. They would send it to the land of Al-Aqsa. Then that pad would be brought and it would be put on the rock. For years and years and years, the rock was going to become the site of the filthiest and the dirtiest. When this was Halina, the filthy devil. Then you'll understand her son Constantine was the devil like his mother. Constantine started this thing amongst the Christians. 25th December before Constantine, no Christian ever knew it. What was 25th December? The Greeks knew it. They worshipped the devil. The Romans knew it. They worshipped the devil. The Egyptians worshipped the devil. They all knew 25th of December. The Christians never knew it. Constantine brought it in. Why I'm saying this to you? As long as you heard Christmas up till today, you identified it with Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Although you're not a Christian, but because Isa alayhi salam is a good man, he's my Nabi, I felt if he's born on this day, then although I'm not going to celebrate it, but I never hated it. I want after this program, when the day of December comes, you must hate it. When you hear the word festive season, you must become upset with it. When you see the Christian tree, the Christmas tree, you must feel like vomiting. When you see crackers going in the sky, it must not make you happy. When you see a birthday cake and someone lighting the candle, I will take you into a journey. What was this? 25th December, the Greeks knew it. The Romans knew it. The Egyptians knew it. The Christians did not know it. In the Greek they said this is the day. They had a certain god. This god's name at that time was perhaps Dionysus. Dionysus, the name doesn't sound so good to us. But it had a title after that. That title will make me and you think about this. The title of Dionysus was the Savior, the Divine Child, even better, the Messiah. Have you ever heard this word, the Messiah? If anyone knows Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he is called Al-Masih. That's called the Messiah. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's another one who will act like the Messiah. We call him today Al-Masih al-Dajjal. Whatever they meant that he was born on the 25th of December, from years before the Christians even knew Nabi Isa alayhi salam, in the Greek Empire, the 25th December was celebrated as the birthday of Dionysus, the divine child, the son of the greatest of gods, the Messiah, the Savior of mankind. As for the Romans, on the 25th of December, they called it the rise of the invincible sun. They would say this is the time when the sun becomes mighty. That sun meant nothing but what? The fire. For the Egyptians, it was set on the 6th of January. For the Romans, it was set on the 25th of December. Between this period, 25th December to 6th January, I want you to think about when is your holiday. What happens in this period? Why in the entire world? This wasn't supposed to be something we had to say in a masjid. Because this was something which made the Christians cry. They took Nabi Isa alayhi salam's name, the real Masih. They put in his picture a false Masih. When Isa alayhi salam was born, the Christians once upon a time knew it, they forgot it. Isa alayhi salam was never killed, he was raised on that day, they knew it, they forgot it. When the one who was going to be the open enemy to Nabi Isa alayhi salam, perhaps he was born on the 25th of December, who knows. But that day from the beginning was called the dirt of Dionysus, the divine child. If you want to see Dionysus today, in that time when they would worship him, they would say Dionysus is that god that on the 25th of December, 26th, 27th, or throughout the year, to spread light. That word they used to use was illuminate the world, light. Today, I am sure all of you would have heard about the Illuminati. That Illuminati was that name, to spread light. To spread light, they would say this Dionysus would get onto his carriage. I don't know if you know if you ever saw this carriage, but think about it, where you saw it. He would get on his carriage. His carriage would have some animals. He would hit and the animals would take him in the sky. As Dionysus would fly in the world, he would be spreading divine light, meaning shaitani poison all over. Perhaps today you don't know what Dionysus is, you call him Santa Claus. That Santa Claus, as he flew, ask any Christian, where did Santa Claus come up from? Was he Isa alayhi salam's disciple? Was he Isa alayhi salam's grandson? He had no grandchildren. Perhaps he was one of the Hawari's children. Where did Santa Claus come? They themselves will say, we don't know. But Santa Claus is more important to us during the Christmas days than anything else. Santa Claus. Santa Claus was nothing but the devil as he flew in the sky. When the days would come between the 25th and the 6th, the entire world. But at that time it was the Greek world. It was the Roman world. It was the Egyptian world. 300 years after Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the filthy Constantine came. And he brought it what we call into the Christian world. He brought it in such a manner. Priests and priests died for this. To prove to their people 25th December got nothing to do with us. They died. History forgot about them. Constantine's thing lived. Because Almighty Allah had not given divine protection to the Christian faith. After 100, 200, 300, 400 years, today we are sitting in a spot. If you ever dare say to a Christian that Christmas got nothing to do with Christianity, he will say you are mad. The whole Christian world today believes this got to do with Nabi Isa alayhi salam, whereas it got absolutely nothing to do with him. Rather, it got to do with the one who hated him the most. But every Christian, then there was going to be one more faith. Allah Tabarakallah was going to send a Nabi who was going to make everything clear cut. A Nabi who was going to say to his world that Allah has taken the responsibility that this religion will be preserved. But again, the same thing was going to happen. Shaitan was going to create his own Constantines. There were going to be people in the world in the guise of a Muslim who was going to die, who was going to give their life to bring Christianity into Islam, to bring the 25th of December into Islam, to bring New Year's Day into Islam, to bring the festive season into Islam. That Constantine, what he did there, and it worked. There were going to be Muslim Constantines. We would call them the hypocrites of the Ummah. They would spend billions to create the festive season. As long as the Khilafat remained, till about 100 years, I don't think you will find in the Islamic countries, when the 25th of December would come, Muslims will be thrilled about looking at crackers flying in the sky. Then the Khilafat fell. Then Allah Tabarakallah gave them a chance for 100 years. Now we are reaching that end of that 100. For 100 years they had a chance and they went very far. In that 100 years the desire was, by the end of the 100, not a single Muslim must understand that the 25th of December, 30th of 31st of December, 1st of January, the period of 25 to the 6th, is a day of nothing but the worship of the shayateen. Everyone must be happy. Everyone must be enjoying. Everyone must be on holiday. I visited one Muslim country. I went to visit one huge hotel, very high. In front of that hotel, one friend, he had one flat. We never have the chance to go visit that, but I was told about that flat, how much you will pay to go there. And they said that flat is so unique that when you come to that building, then you don't take the elevator and go up. Your car takes the elevator. So everyone who owns a flat, he got his own lift. So you bring your car onto the lift, that's the lift for your car. Then that lift takes you with your car, and you land in front of your room like this. For everyone, there's their own lift. He said at the time where people will pay thousands and thousands and thousands. In that one hotel there, it's called Al Burj. That's like one of the highest. The Al Burj, we went to that Al Burj. We stood nearby it. I think they charge you also if you stand too close. So my friend said we were waiting for someone. While waiting for someone, we decided let's have a coffee. They just had a cup of coffee. Perhaps it was about $150 or something you had to pay after that. One cup of coffee. Why shaitani coffee? He said, so I told him, who will ever stay in this place? Like, if you pay coffee $150, what do you think you're going to pay to stay in that place? Then he said to me, the time when this thing gets full, is that the time when the year comes to an end. He said, the country invests, now whatever amount of money that thing was, must be going into the 500,000, what they call it, dollars or whatever, rial. They will invest so much to buy crackers. And on a certain place, I think it takes 6 months, we hear about the Kaaba, that for the khilaf of the Kaaba, the Muslim Ummah made an effort, and it has remained, and Allah keep it. That after the khilaf is used once, then the next year the effort starts immediately, make a new covering for the Kaaba. Said in that country it takes 6 months to prepare that building for its firecrackers. 6 months preparation is made. Then my friend who's a student, but the people around him are also like scholars, alims, and all pious people. That's why they're the people who would like look after us, host us. He would explain that how now we would come, you'll drive, And now there's no place, so you park your car far. And then you take the buses. Now everyone is walking. Now everyone is on the street. And as he's telling me this here, I'm thinking, what made the king of this country, or the president, or whatever they want to call him, what made him so desirous of spending so much thousands of the country's money just to have that firecracker lit in the sky? But the thing that made him spend it was, when the day comes to light the thing, Shaitan loves to see man thrilled by seeing the fire going high in the sky. As that thing starts bursting, the whole night perhaps, it is only fire. But he said the streets are filled with thousands and thousands and thousands of Muslims. In the heart of the Arab world, to see a Muslim looking at fire, may Allah Tabarakallah make me and you, we hate that thing. And others must start realizing that that firecracker going in the sky, it means nothing but that when the devil said that the fire will always be high and man will be down, when the Olympics took place, what made them lift up that fire like that? The best athletes in the world, brought from all corners of the world. What was the purpose of that Olympics? That the greatest of every country, every one of them have agreed, they will stand behind. One man will lift up the fire. He will run around an entire town or an entire city. All of them will be running behind him to say, if we are the best of our country, we also agree that greater than us is the mighty fire. The fire will never die. The fire will be high. We will submit in front of that fire. Look at that Statue of Liberty as it put out its hand. What you think is in that hand? It is that flame to say, if you want to go free, then become like me. I made myself free because I put the fire higher than me. When that person lit that candle, he's so happy. I've got 10 years of my life, 12 years of my life. For every year, why did he have to light a candle? As though he was saying, I owe my life to you, O fire. When you will see it, hate it. Now you will wonder, what's the issue of hating the thing? If I hate it, what's going to happen? Rather, I just don't go to it. Hate it. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I hate it. These boys of Ashabul Kahf said, I hate it. Allah Tabarakala liked the hating so much. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Huzaifa radiallahu an. He was known as Sahibul Sir, the man of the secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would himself say, people would ask Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a lot of things about goodness. I would ask him that, O Allah's Nabi, tell me about the days of difficulty of the Ummah. So many alamat of Qiyamah, Huzaifa radiallahu anhu would narrate. Listen to this narration. Think about what it means when I say, I hate it. I hate it when the 25th of December comes, I feel I want to go somewhere else. I would rather go away and stand in front of the Kaaba on that night. Every time a cracker goes on, then I must feel bad about it. I can't bring the cracker down, but if you can feel bad about it, wallah, because of the barakah of feeling bad, you will be written as the most unique slave of Allah in that period. Just feel bad. Think of this narration. Huzaifa radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُعْرَضُ الْفِتَنُ عَلَى الْقُلُوبِ كَالْحَصِيرِ عُودًا عُودًا. A time will come where on the hearts of mankind, it will not be one test, it will not be two tests, it will not be three. Like how you have a straw mat, and the person who's building that mat, he puts one stick, then he puts another stick, he puts another stick. The more sticks he can get, the better the straw mat becomes. One is this way, one is that way, one is this way, one is that way. He brings them closer, closer. A time will come where this ummah will see fitan, evil, trials, tribulations. One was placed, another one was placed. It is so close. The next one is so close. If you ask me which era it is, I'll say it's today's era. Every day you'll read in the newspaper, every time you'll ask a child, you'll hear a different story. We're just talking of one fitna. Today we reached the time. We thought yesterday drugs is the worst the devil could ever create. The people will say today drugs is now nothing now. Drugs has become a game. Adultery has become a game. Pornography has become a game. What in the past people would open their eyes, they don't open their eyes anymore. Today, open Satanism. Where a boy who's a hafiz of Quran, in the past he would say, I take drugs. Nowadays he doesn't say that anymore. Nowadays he says, on those nights I go into a cave. Say there are skulls and bones there. Some of them say we see the devil ourselves. Some of them say we go down in sajda. They say we can't stop ourselves. Some of them say I feel him going in me. Every day when you're hearing a story, it's getting one worse than the yesterday story. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one after the other, one after the other, the straw mat is going to be made. He said, but at that time, as you are being bombarded, he said, فَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أُشْرِبَهَا, that heart which will be happy to suck it in, which will be happy to entertain it, to enjoy it, to go and see it, to say, if everyone is doing it, why shouldn't I? He said, that heart which is ready to suck it in, نُكِتَتْ فِيهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَى, for every fitna that comes and the person says, let me try it, and because of his happiness to try it, one black spot will come on his heart. وَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أَنْكَرَهَا, as for that heart that says, I don't like it. May Allah make me and you that group. They just say, I don't like it. We won't be able to fight against it. We can't go in parliament and say, stop it. We can't go out and steal everyone's crackers. We can't go onto the beaches and chase everyone away. But at least me and you can do one thing. Even if we're not truthful, make a show on this night. Almighty Allah accepts show also. Say inside to you, oh Allah, I don't like it. He said, any heart that will say, I don't like it, نُكِتَتْ فِيهِ نُكْتَةٌ بَيْضَى, suddenly a white spot will come on that heart. حَتَّى تَصِيرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبَيْنِ, it will carry on like this for a while. Evil after evil, evil after evil. One group it will be sucking it in. The other group, every time a new thing comes, he'll feel more bad, more bad. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then you will get two groups after that. It will become in the ending two hearts. He said, one will be that heart, may Allah make mine and yours that heart. He said, أَبْيَدْ مِثْلُ الصَّفَى, there will be a white heart, which will be like marble. لَا تَدُرُّهُ فِتْنَةٌ مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ, he says, as long as the heavens and earth are standing, meaning till Qiyamah, when you will get that heart, after that whatever fitna will come, it will not harm that individual. May Allah tabarak ta'ala give it to me and give it to you. It just means that we start hating it. I don't want to hear the cracker tonight, so I will put something in my ear. I don't want to see a Christmas tree, because that Christmas tree meant that when the mighty sun comes out in full force, then because of the brilliance of his sun, then the trees start coming out. It was a thing said in the past that when the devil is worshipped, then the world will become green. And if Almighty Allah has to be worshipped, then they said it in the past that zulm and oppression will spread in the entire world. They always would speak about there are two. They would say there's the creator of the heavens, but he's not a nice creator. And then they would say there is the one who has brought fire to the world. He's the one we worship. They hate Almighty Allah. In their hatred for Allah, they created a Christmas tree. When we see that tree, we must see that they hate my Allah. I must hate it. He said, "Wal akharu aswad," as for that other heart, we just say, so what? It's just another game. It's just another carol to sing. It's just another, let's go out and play with my friends. We're having a party tonight because everyone got a party. They were selling crackers cheap. I also like crackers. I also bought. When they will burst tonight, I will burst. May Allah Tabarakullah bless me and you with this. It is hard for a young child, because when those crackers go up, they create such a nice picture in the sky. But that child who thinks that if I have to look at that day with the eyes of disgust, Almighty Allah has promised that He will create because of it a white spot in my heart. Another cracker will go, again I will say I don't like it. Another white spot. Who knows, perhaps in one Christmas, so much of filth is happening. If me and you in one Christmas, from the 25th of December to the 6th of January, whatever we hear of entertainment, enjoyment, festival, happy day, happy New Year's, festive season, enjoy it. On every one if I feel bad, who knows if Allah in His kindness says, I will bless you with that white heart like my marble, that after today no fitna till the day of Qiyamah will ever affect you. As for the other heart, wal akharu aswad, it will be black, mirbadan, it will be dusty, it will be like a bowl that has been turned upside down. Now nothing will affect it. No bayan will hit into it. That person will sit in front in his Quran and he won't be seeing Quran. He will become like a zombie. His mother will speak in the house, he won't hear. His father will give him advice, he won't hear. He will be like a bowl that just upside down. Rasulullah said he will become such la ya'rifu ma'rufan wa la yunkiru munkaran. No matter how evil something it is, he won't feel bad at all about it. He will say, I'm ready to do the worst of the worst. Illa ma ushriba minhu hawa. His only intention will be, what else can I get to fulfill my desire? It all starts with this year when you will see the festive season coming. It is the season of the shayateen. 25th December to the 6th January was their days. These were the days of us to make our iman. All it had to do is become the Ibrahim of the era. Become from the people of Al-Kahf. Just say, I don't like it. فَلَمَّا اَعْتَزَلَهُمْ I pull back. During those days, the man said, I want to go in Jamaat. His wife said, but let's go on holiday. Allah make it with me and you, that we can say to our family, during these days when the world is celebrating happiness, I will not celebrate. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, that even if you want to perform salah for Allah, at the time when the sun is at its zenith, when the sun is rising and when the sun is setting, he said, even salah, do not perform salah at that time. He said, because at that time there are some people who are worshipping the sun. Do not imitate them at that time. That man will say, but I'm making sajda. He said, you're making sajda, but it's that time when they worshipping theirs also. So much it was said, on that time do not be. If it was told not to make sajda at that time, even if the man says, but I'm only going on a halal holiday. But don't go between the 25th to the 6th. May Allah give me and you that hatred for the system. If this purpose of this bayan today was not that alhamdulillah we safe from the evil, my desire was to say, I must hate the system, you must hate the system. And in the blessings of hating the system, Almighty Allah has promised such a clean heart He will give to that person who can say, I hate it. A heart that after that no fitna that will come will ever harm that heart. May Allah tabarakallah in His happiness, may Allah look at this gathering on this night of evil and look at this gathering and say, what a people. They gathered at such a time in my masjid. In that happiness, may Almighty Allah shower us with that there, that we hate every evil that comes in the world and we only love good. We are attracted to good. We feel averse, we feel disgust, we feel like an allergy whenever we'll see this filth. For the Christians, they could not see it. It is satanic worship. They fell into it. So many Muslims fell into it. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make me and you the one who wakes up. And because of us waking up, let us wake up the people around us. Christmas is not ours. Happy Christmas is not a word I can say. Because it means that happy, that the devil is at the moment high in the world. It got absolutely nothing to do with Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It got only and only to do with the high mighty shayateen rising in the world. They were never mighty, they were never high. But during these days they are made as though they are the best. They are the most unique. I hate the system. I will not say that word, Happy Christmas. I will not wish someone have a happy festive system. May Allah make it such. It's very hard. It's easy to give the bayan. The hardest is to tell the businessman that between the 25th of December and the 6th of January, it's your time to make the most of your money. You know that also. And if you tell that businessman, during these days, don't put up a sale in the manner that everyone else is saying, come for the sale. That businessman will fall down flat. But may Allah create that Muslim businessman who says, in the love of Islam, when the whole world is celebrating these days, my business will carry on normal. It will carry on. If someone wants to come buy, he'll buy. Why must I at that day go on a sale? It is not easy and it is not haram. Wallah, it's not haram. But that person who gets that disgust, that this is the day when the devil is worshipped. Just in that disgust, he says that so much my Allah has given me. So much he has given. And do I ever doubt my Allah that you can't give me more? And he says, why must I put it on that day? And that husband says to his wife, I'll take you for holiday before it. I'll take you for holiday after it. It is so easy in our madrasa, we don't give holiday on these days. That's why I have to go back to madrasa and teach. So many people when they saw coming to Durban, so they invited me, come here, because they thought I'm on holiday. So I sent a message, I have to go back to madrasa. They say, who teaches? Like, in this day, who teaches? When our madrasa once upon a time changed, our madrasa also once upon a time had December holiday. So Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib wanted to change it now. At that time the madrasa was small. If it was big like today, they would have gone on strike. But they were small. How was he going to tell them, this year, December, you're going to study? So he had a braai. When you have a braai, you can tell in the braai anything like. At the time of the braai, he told them that, you know, this year holidays will change. You'll get a long holiday in Ramadan. And in December, like, one boy graduated after, he's a good alim. At that time, he looked at Maulana in shock. When the 25th of December came, his words was, that you expect me to read Quran during this day. Like, who in the world reads Quran 25th December? He said that, how can you read Quran on the 25th? What a sentence it was. But alhamdulillah, today if you come to Azadwal Darul Uloom, on the 25th of December, I didn't even realize it was 25th. So many of the students never realized. Life just carries on. There were those few obviously who knew, that's why they were missing that night. But majority of the madrasa, it just carried on normal. That day the masjid was full as everyone went in sajda. Imagine how happy Almighty Allah came. That in the world where on this day they forgot Allah. These people never even know there's a 25th of December. If you can create that in your life, that we don't go for holiday. The barakah of this year was, when our madrasa started giving us, so this year our holiday period had to come there. So we just had to make it earlier. So we had a holiday, our holiday ended on the 15th of December. When the whole world went in the holiday mood, our students had to come back to madrasa. Some were sad, but some were like normal. But the barakah of it, if you ever bring it in your life, you will find the cheapest holidays is before this time. And it's after this time. And during this time, don't go on a holiday. During this time, there are a lot of things you can do, a lot of things. But just to say this, we do not worship what they worship. We do not celebrate how they celebrate. لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم لكم دينكم ولي دين. I do not worship what you worship. I do not walk the way you walk. I do not talk the way you talk. For you is your method. For me is a unique method. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make me like this. May Allah make you like this. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make every one of our children like this. Yeah, that the child can say, Daddy, I don't like it. Daddy, during this day, don't buy me a shoe. Daddy, during this time, don't buy me new clothing. Because anything you do during this time, which shows a happy feeling, Daddy, during these days, I'm not happy. I am not happy because a group has gone out of their way to make my Allah angry. How can I be happy at that time? And I said, oh Allah, I stand with you. I am unhappy about what you are unhappy about. And what makes you happy makes me happy. That person will shine in the world. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make all of us shine. And through our shining, may Allah tabarak ta'ala let others shine through us. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us with clean hearts, pure hearts. May Allah tabarak ta'ala save us from every fitna that is here, that is coming. May Allah let kufr and shirk. May Allah let porn and drugs never ever enter into our hearts, into our lives. And any person who's caught in any addiction, if he wants to make dua tonight, then he can make this dua, oh Allah, just because tonight I took out time, I could have also gone where everyone is going. Oh Allah, just because I took out time to sit in your masjid, in the blessings of that day, oh Allah, can you pull me out of this addiction? And you'll be amazed in this night where so much evil is taking place, the man who makes dua, his dua will hit the arsh of Allah like anything. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us be from the people of dua tonight, people of sajda tonight, and in the blessings of this ibadat of this night, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make our futures. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, we say Jazakallahu khairan ahsan al jaza to Mawlana for having enlightened us and taken us through this very long journey back into history and delivering us to our current times that we are in and relating what happened in history to where we find ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from every type of evil, those that Mawlana has outlined, those types of evils that could not be outlined due to time constraints. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, protect our family, and protect our progenies to come. If we look back many years, then our forefathers would never have seen the type of fitan that we are seeing today. They would never have thought about these type of fitan. And similarly, many years from now, we cannot foresee the type of fitan. But our only dua is that Allah protect us and Allah protect our progeny and Allah cause our death upon iman. Ameen. Inshallah, we would now have